This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Six people of the same village die in a jeep accident in Baithari district. Four die in a car accident in Sindhuli district. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda says efforts are underway to bring the country's economy back to track. Cabinet decides to determine the limits of toxins in imported food materials. And at least 53 people killed in an airstrike carried out by the Myanmar's military. Now the news in detail. Six people from the same village have tragically lost their lives in a jeep accident in Baithari district. The deceased have been identified as Mone Bohora, Nore Bohora, Gorak Bohora, Mon Bahadur Dhami, Birkha Dhami and Bire Dhami, all from Kedarsur Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Bajang district. According to the reports, five passengers in the jeep narrowly escaped by jumping before the accident that occurred at 11 p.m. in Patan Municipality, Ward No. 8. The jeep was en route from Julaghat in Baithari to Bagthala in Bajang district. Authorities believe the accident occurred due to a brake failure. The driver of the jeep is currently out of contact and police have been mobilized at the scene. Baithari Chief District Officer Suresh Panthi and Deputy Superintendent of Police Prem Bahadur Sahi have reached the site to oversee the investigation. Similarly, a car accident near Khania Kharka on the BP highway has claimed four lives. The Indian vehicle, which was headed towards Kathmandu, fell about 500 meters from the road near the gate of Kamalamai Municipality, Ward No. 3, Sindhuligarhi on BP highway. According to the Superintendent of Police, Rajkumar Silwal, the head of the District Police Office, Sindhuli, three people died on the spot and one person died at the Sindhuli District Hospital during treatment. Upon receiving news of the accident around 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the police, led by SP Silwal, were dispatched to the rescue site. However, the rescue process has been challenging due to the car falling off the road and efforts to remove the bodies are still ongoing. Out of the five people in the vehicle, four people died and one person has sustained injuries. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has stressed a strong collaboration between the government and private sector to bring reforms to the country's economy. Addressing the 57th Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Nepali Chamber of Commerce and Industries in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the government was ready to work hand in hand with the private sector for the country's prosperity. The Prime Minister also urged the private sector not to be discouraged, adding that discussions were on to revive the economy. He stated that the country is facing economic challenges due to national and international consequences. Prime Minister Dahal asserted that new qualitative projects would be forwarded through a budget and the government's policies and programs so as to address economic challenges. Likewise, addressing the session, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said country's private sector should invest in production, sector and industry. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ramesh Rijal stressed the need for collaboration of both the government and private sector to resolve problems seen in the country's economy. The government has decided to test the level of pesticides in imported goods for consumption. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday approved a proposal received from the Infrastructure Committee of the Council of Ministers on testing the maximum level of pesticides in all imported goods for consumption. Talking to journalists after the cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said the cabinet also seriously took the statements made by Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balendra Shaha directing to hold garbage collection from Sital Niwas, Balwatar and Singadarbar. Minister Sharma further said the cabinet had drawn the attention of Mayor Balendra Shaha to abide by the policy level provisions on garbage collection and take needed initiatives for it. Likewise, the cabinet meeting appointed Govinda Acharya as the press advisor to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The CPN Maui Center has formed a 5-member task force for the amendment of the Parliamentary Party Statute. A meeting of the Maui Center's Parliamentary Party, presided by the Parliamentary Party leader and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday, decided to form the task force. Lawmaker Rajan Dahal said the task force is led by Chief Whip of the Maoist Center, Hitraj Pandey, and includes members from the House of Representatives and National Assembly. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal also directed the lawmakers to present themselves in decent manner in the House meetings. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha has said the government would be reviving the bill relating to the Citizenship Act. Speaking at a press meet organised by the press centre in Rupandehi yesterday, the Home Minister said national consensus was needed in regard with some of the citizenship issues. He further said the peace process would conclude only after the completion of issues relating to the transitional justice. The corona infection cases has increased of late. The health ministry yesterday confirmed a death due to coronavirus after a long time. As per the data updated by the health ministry, the ministry recorded 106 new infection cases yesterday while testing 2,436 samples. Nepal currently has 469 active coronavirus cases. The 9th National Summit of Health and Population Scientists began in Kathmandu yesterday. The event aims to compile health researchers, review them, and prepare substantive policies and plans for the related sector. Over 500 health researchers and scientists, including from the United States of America, Switzerland, and India, are taking part in the summit organized by the Nepal Health Research Council. Remittance inflow has increased 25.3% in 8 months of the current fiscal year 2022-2023. Latest report of the Nepal Rashtra Bank shows the inflow reached 794.32 billion rupees, while the remittance inflow for the review period last year was just 1.3% decrement. The Centre Bank's report on the current macroeconomic and financial situation also confirms that the inflation rate in the country is at 7.44%. The Ministry of Education has directed the private schools not to increase admission fees arbitrarily. Issuing a statement yesterday, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson at the Education Ministry, Deepak Sharma, instructed the schools to take fees in accordance with the approved parameters by the local levels. The ministry's remark came as it received complaints that some private schools charged more admission fees than they were allowed to. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 53 people have been killed in one of the deadliest airstrikes by the Myanmar military in the civil war. They say that the dead include at least 15 women and a number of children. According to the BBC, Tuesday's attack targeted a village in the northwestern Saigang region, which has opposed the military government. The military has increasingly used airstrikes against their opponents since seizing power in February 2021. The United Kingdom is said to be one of the worst performing major economies in the world this year, according to the International Monetary Fund, IMF. It says the UK economy's performance in 2023 will be the worst among the 20 biggest economies known as G20, which includes sanctions hit Russia. According to the BBC, the IMF predicts the UK economy will shrink this year, although this is a small upgrade from the last forecast. US President Joe Biden has landed in Belfast at the start of an historic 4-day visit to Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. According to the BBC, the US President was greeted by the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as he stepped off Air Force One at Belfast International Airport. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 23.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 12.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. 6 people of the same village die in a jeep accident in Baithadi district. 4 die in a car accident in Sindhuli district. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says efforts are underway to bring the country's economy back to track. Cabinet decides to determine the limits of toxins in imported food materials, and at least 53 people killed in an airstrike carried out by Myanmar's military. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.